Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Ty.
Hey guys, I took the LSAT in November of 2021. I got a 170 and have an UGPA of 3.97. Okay, nice work. Excited with my score. And in a rush to start law school, I settled with that performance.
I settled on that performance.
I applied in mid-December and only to schools in the top 20. My application materials were decent, but I knew they could have been better. Fast forward to about May of this year. After getting waitlisted at multiple schools, Columbia, UCLA, USC, Penn, and rejected from a few, including Harvard, Yale, NYU, and Duke, I knew I would be reapplying in 2022. I fired up the demon and resumed my studying. I took the June LSAT and got a 176. I am very happy with the score, but I am still a bit worried about the upcoming cycle. I have two main concerns. One, schools comparing my materials from last year to my much improved materials this year. Don't think that's going to happen much. My BA is in Talmudic law. Talmudic law, rabbinical studies, and from a no-name college. Do you think law schools care about that?
I think they care what number they're going to have to report on their 509. I do think that they sometimes care when you're on the bubble, and, you know, Ty did it wrong the first time around. Mm-hmm. Ty could have done better than 170. Ty applied in mid-December, and that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to apply with the very best LSAT you can at the beginning of the cycle when the schools are desperately trying to fill full classes for the upcoming year.
Yep.
So it's no surprise that you didn't get the offers you wanted, especially because you only applied to top 20 schools. 176 is an entirely different guy. That's not the same guy.
You're going from below the median to above the median. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we look at one of these schools that waitlisted you or rejected you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got an NYU waitlist. NYU's median LSAT is 172. Their 25th percentile is 170. Their 75th percentile is 174. Ty, when you applied to NYU the first time, you were well below their median. You were at their 25th percentile. They only admit 25% of the class who looks like that. Now you're applying with a 176 that will move their median up, which helps them with law school rankings. It's above their 75th percentile. There are only 25% of people at NYU who have anything close to that LSAT. They're going to look at that and they're going to go, wow, this dude is like overqualified.
Yeah, I put in his numbers, a 3.97 GPA and a 170 LSAT into the scholarship estimator at lsatdemon.com/scholarships. And NYU says, hey, the estimator says you're going to get less than half tuition scholarships. And then if we update that to a 176, it changes to full.
You know, and students, I was just laughing about this in class. Students are always like, but law schools say that if I improve a lot, they're going to raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, raise an eyebrow of like, wow, this person's more valuable now.
Well,
we better look at them.
Yeah, basically, we're saying the same thing. They weren't even looking at you before you got that higher score.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I really want to get across to people. Like, it's always better to have taken it another time and scored higher. That's always better. That cannot possibly be bad. Taking it again and scoring higher is only good.
Like, yeah, have you ever heard anyone say, gee, I wish I wouldn't have put that higher score on my record? God damn it.
Yeah. Well,
the just problems that created for me.
At Harvard, Yale, you know, this was probably like an auto reject with a 170.
Yep.
Like, no, we're not lowering our median LSAT for you. Maybe they are concerned about the rabbinical studies. They're probably not. I don't think they give a shit about the major. If anything, that major actually sounds interesting to a law school, I have to think, because studying Talmudic law and rabbinical studies, like, you're used to studying the same type of arcane shit that you're going to be studying when you go to law school. Right. And you got good grades. The no-name college might matter a little bit more to those top schools because they don't know whether they can trust the 3.9, 3.97. So, you know, listen to what Dean Z says. Dean Z says, I care because of my rankings, and I care because I want to know whether you can cut it at my school. And when she sees that 170, she goes, eh, you're below my median LSAT.
Now, I'm not so sure about these other things, so you're out. Done.
Yeah, you're going to hurt my rankings. And that 170, I'm not sure if you can cut it at my school. But then when you reapply and you show Dean Z a 176, she goes, I do care. She goes, you're going to help my rankings, which is great. And now if anything, I have more likelihood of thinking you can cut it. Now, in class the other night, we were hypothesizing a bit about, hey, what if a school looks at that and goes, oh, I wonder if this person got accommodations on their retake?
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it still can't hurt you. It can't possibly hurt you, right? Mm-hmm. Because if Dean Z's brain is split into two, the, like, does this help my rankings? Can you actually cut it at my law school? The first part of her brain is still like, it helps our rankings.
Yeah. And they're going to walk themselves into things that help them, right? Like, if you're like, well, yeah, maybe this person was accommodated, but you're going to be like, but I don't know for sure.
No, and they're going to discriminate against you on the possibility that you got accommodated.
Oh my God. It's just too much.
No, they're not. That can't be what they're thinking. I mean, if it is, that's insane. And I don't think that they would be, you know, in the position that they're in at these top law schools if that's the type of weird shit they were doing in their admissions decisions. I think they see this higher LSAT and they go, helps my rankings, makes it more likely that this person is going to be able to compete at my school. You're in.
Yep.
And the earlier application is not going to hurt you either.
Nope.
I think that you have, you know, and Ty, you're also, you're just worrying about something that you can't control.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, you're not going to know for months. You can't even apply until September. And you're not going to hear from many of these schools until like the spring of next year. So you've got 6 months, 9 months. You need to just chill. Enjoy your life. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.